Have you ever listened to psychic mediums and everything turns out to be light and bright and all is well? Have you then realized that there's more to reveal, that maybe something is missing? Welcome to Shades of Spirit Radio with me, psychic medium Jamie. Join me as I connect you to all shades of spirit during this live call-in show. I'm a medium, Reiki master, spiritual connector, and paranormal investigator. I provide a safe space for people to turn when they are scared and in a non-judgmental heart. I'm going to help you, the listeners, identify ways you can connect by supplying the spiritual tools you can use in your everyday life when connecting with spirit. We reach everyone and exclude no one. Are you ready to connect with spirit? This show is leaving nothing off limits. Shades of Spirit starts now.
Welcome, everybody. Thanking all of you for joining me on yet another Shades of Spirit radio show on Transformation Talk Radio. Now, no matter what platform you guys are watching us on, okay, I ask that you like and share, because this is going to be an interesting show. I already am tongue-tied. The way that I grow my business is through referrals, is through you guys liking and sharing, is through that conversational piece. So I want you to please like, share, even if they can't watch it live right now, they can go back and listen to us on 50 different podcast platforms, which is phenomenal. And they do such an awesome job of putting the show into a podcast. You can go to transformationtalkradio.com, shadesofspirit.com, Facebook, YouTube. There are numerous ways to get a hold of our shows. We have close to 70 shows and podcasts now that we have been doing, and we're continuing to evolve and grow our own knowledge as well as what we bring to the table. So it's really important to me. I thank you guys for the support all these years, and it's just my quick, gentle reminder. Also, you guys can come back to Facebook, Shades of Spirit LLC at 6:30. And my guest host, LaShawn the Luminous Mystic, and I will be doing some free readings for about an hour. So I want to get into the topic. Let's just dive right in, right? The paranormal experience. I just love the title. I'm not going to lie. It was really punchy with me last week when I was doing this. So tonight I'm going to be joined by my co-host and guest, LaShawn the Luminous Mystic, as we explain an experience that we had through a paranormal investigation in Riverside, California. We do like to keep some of our locations secret, if you will, only because we have been asked to do so, and I completely understand that. But we were in Riverside County doing an investigation. We connected with spirits from the past through different paranormal modalities. So we use all types of equipment, which we're going to get into in this show. And then the evidence was actually validated by a community historian, which you don't get that a lot of the time as mom and pop paranormal groups. You might be able to do a little bit of research and dive in, but this one was firsthand coming from someone who built the foundation of the historical society in this particular area. So it was really key for us to be able to get that feedback of the information that we were receiving as both psychic mediums, intuitive mediums, plus having it combined with our equipment was just absolutely amazing. Now, some of you have asked me how I got into the paranormal field. You guys, I guess it's because I've been talking to spirit and connecting with spirit since about the age of 5. And I know for LaShawn, she's been connecting with spirit at a very young age as well. We both have had different experiences. We'll do another show on this topic. We'll talk about both of our experiences. But tonight, we just want to get into the meat and potatoes of our paranormal experience. But, you know, when you're talking to spirit and things are moving in your room and pictures are being taken off walls and put alongside your bedside, I used to have pictures that the kids drew and I would put them on the walls in a place that we lived at, and those would get tore down in the middle of the night. Not just like the tape separated from the wall, but literally tore down, right? Stuff would fall out of my laundry room all the flipping time. I live very close to a battlefield ground, and so I will get passerbys. Sometimes they're in uniform. Sometimes I'll hear footsteps. Sometimes things will drop on the floor, and yet there's nothing on the floor. So from an early age, up until I had my first child and then continuing on with my children and watching how it affected them, I was dismissed a lot of the times. No fault of my parents. though my dad might still get a little bit of that blame because he knew that I came from two great grandmothers that were psychics, right? But I was never embraced in that because they didn't understand that concept. So for us, it's very important for both LaShawn and I know we've both made like vowed to empower those who are living with welcome and sometimes not so welcome guests from the other side, and how we can actually give them evidence as well as what we're taking in as psychic and intuitive mediums, as well as also aligning ourselves with the family member or the homeowner or the person that works in the office with their experiences. And that becomes very powerful and empowering. I also find this very important when working in this field, and I would like you guys to take this with not just a grain of salt. I want the whole bag of salt here, you guys. Working in pairs at least in this field, because we can kind of watch out for one another. We are working in dimensions that and realms that we don't know everything about, nor will we ever know everything about. So we will both draw different energies to us based on our energies. We can get more done when we have multiple people working different types of equipment and then working with the homeowners as well. We can both raise the vibration in a space much quicker with like both of our energetic vibrations as opposed to one person doing it, which is really a reason why I love doing this with my guest hosts here, LaShawn the Luminous Mystic, because we're not like most paranormal groups that you're gonna see out there. We don't provoke spirit. That is a pet peeve of mine. Any of those paranormal shows that you watch that are provoking spirit, it does not need to happen. We should not be provoking, because that is just going to aggravate that energy and aggravate that space. And then what do? They walk away. There is no solution. We offer solutions, right? We know that love and light prevails. Why? Because we've been doing this for so long. There's times that we have to put our foot down. Sometimes talking to spirits like talking to a four-year-old. But at the same time, that four-year-old having a tantrum has a story. Why? Because the majority of the spirits that are actually inhabiting the areas that we coexist in are human-based energies. We can help clients with the initial issue, if you will, and show them how to continue to clear their space when we have left and done our job. And that is the number one point that we like to make when we are working with homeowners, is that we will help you and give you the tools and empower you to continue to keep this space in a high vibrational space and allow you to feel the energies coming in and know how to be equipped to deal with them. Because it is not on us when we walk out that door after we have moved that energy out or raised the vibration or have done whatever we need to do, because you will draw those exact energies back to you. Why? Because it's all about where you're at in your vibration. So we give you the tools after we help you and explain what's going on and show you through our equipment. All right, Emily, enough about that. Let's bring LaShawn on, because this is where it gets fun. You guys, we are like two little kids in a candy shop when it comes down to spirit. So I want to bring her on. LaShawn, thank you for joining me today.
Hello.
Hello. I know. This is LaShawn, the Luminous Mystic, you guys. Usually we do this side by side, but between our schedules right now, we're doing this remotely, but that's fine because we're used to this. You guys will have seen LaShawn if you follow our podcast and show on many shows last season as well as the first season. So I'm excited to have you on today. Say hello to everybody.
Top of the evening to you all. Hello.
So we knew that this particular location was going to be active because we've been to this location multiple times. So I want to ask you, were you surprised actually at how active our location was?
Okay, that's a tricky question because I know that it's active. I cannot go in there and not have something happen. I just didn't know the full extent of it. And I say that because this particular location is now my number one out of all the locations that I have actually investigated. It was different. It was, we had equipment that normally never goes off. I have a piece of equipment that I've had for years that has never gone off that actually did. And just being able to see, you know, from, you know, visually what's happening, not just with the equipment, but in mind's eye, the things that we were hearing. Oh, we're going to get into all of that. I'm uber geek. This is I want to go back like ASAP.
Can you imagine? We're like, all right, and we're going to invade your space again. But what I loved about our space, honestly, is first of all, you guys, it will show you as we go through these videos. But if you go on to the Facebook pages of Luminous Path of Love or Shades of Spirit LLC, you will hear more of the content. We obviously just take snips of how freaking excited we get. Spirit starts connecting with us, right? I mean, it's like we're like kids in a candy shop, because I feel, and I think that you can agree, LaShawn, that it's an honor for Spirit to act with us, because that means they trust us. They can see our light. They know that they're surrounded in a space of love. And especially with that evening, we worked with a lot of kids, right?
Yes.
And to have them be drawn to, we're both mothers. You're a grandmother. Mm-hmm. I know you guys, she doesn't look it, but okay, there you go. But at the same time, we were able to bring these energies in and to really have a dialogue going where their response was shown on the equipment. So that's what I want to get into first. So Emily, if we could show video one, and LaShawn, as she just, after that clip ends, because there's a little, you know, quick little interaction with us on there. Yep. Can you explain what equipment we were using and what we're seeing in that process?
Yes.
All right, Emily, we're ready.
That intimidates you and scares you?
Can you touch my tummy?
Thank you for lighting that up. And do you guys hide around here to stay away from him? Perfect. Okay. Do you need some help?
Now, this fun piece of equipment, fun blue lights, right? I personally like blue. We like to take after Spirit Walker Nicole. So that was great. But what equipment piece were we using, and how are they using it to respond to our actual questions?
Okay, so the first piece of equipment that you saw with the blue lights is called the GS2. Now, the GS2 has a lot of different sensories on it. It's just an array of different sensories, and it's one of those rare equipments that that you can get, to be honest with you, because it does so much. It has a laser grid on it, which I think we're going to be seeing more into that one, so we'll talk more about that later. But it also measures the distance, the direction a spirit is in. It detects any motion, the temperature, so where that was blue on there, it also goes red. So if temperature is on a cooler side, then it would light up blue. If it's red, it'll light up red. The cool thing about that is it also counts how many different interactions or different occurrences that actually happen. So if we have it and we're not in that room at that time, we will be able to know exactly how many times spirit had been in that particular space. So it's a lot to that particular machine.
Now, as we were leading up to that, we had it like, I don't know, we've got to work on placement, because we're like underneath a chair where that thing is trying to video. So that was amusing in itself, you guys. But what were you feeling at that time that we were actually finally bringing those children in and getting a direct response from that piece of equipment? What was your gut telling you? What were you feeling around you?
You know, at that point for me, it was very high vibing. I knew that there was children. There was a lot of kids there. And when I say, like, I'm not talking about one or two, it was almost as if they just swooped in. And it just felt amazing to be around them. And not only that, to hear the laughter of the, because this is what I'm hearing psychically. This is the feelings that I'm getting. Mind's eye. It was a very happy moment. And with the way that we interact with spirit as well, is also raising the vibration. So it was literally off the hook for as far as I was concerned. So yeah, it was really good.
I love it. No, and I mean, it's really interesting because you guys, LaShawn takes all that money that you guys give her for those fabulous bracelets, right? I don't have any on today. I just didn't feel like I needed them, but, and then she goes out and buys this like phenomenal paranormal equipment. So I'm just blessed that she's got all this fun tools that beat some of my basic stuff nowadays, but it actually helps us grow as a paranormal team and to understand how we interact was great. I was getting about 5 or 6 kids, probably from about the age of 5 or 6 to 12, maybe 13. And it was different families, but I would only see maybe 2 or 3 families of kids coming in that actually resided in that area. And we'll go into that more of how these kids got validated for us, but I want to go into video 2. So let's put video 2 on, Emily. And then LaShawn, when we're done, I want you to tell me what you were doing here and what we were experiencing. And then why did we do this experience by taking away my physical senses and making me only tap into my psychic senses? So Emily, if you could play that for us, please.
She said no.
She don't want to tell you.
Okay. Tree killed.
Did she say tree?
So we've got this grid, and I made these really short, you guys, because it's only an hour show. So we've got a lot of stuff to cover today, but you can see this red background. You can see the screen to my left as you guys are watching it. I'm holding headphones. Now explain to them what you did to me and how you were responding without me even having a clue in this conversation.
Okay, you guys, you probably have seen this on like all of the ghost shows that you see on TV. It's called the Essie method. And this was the first time that we actually went and did this particular method. So what happens is I blindfold Jamie.
She tried to muffle me and suffocate me, but that's fine. We fixed it quickly.
Suffocate her at the same time. Yeah, right. But it's called the Essie method. And what we're doing is we're taking all of her other senses away. And so that way, because what we know is when we take some senses away, such as eyesight, our hearing becomes more prominent, if you will. So that's basically what we were doing. And what I did was we put headphones on her, which is noise canceling. So anything that is on the outside of what's happening outside of those headphones, Jamie was not able to hear. When you look at that video, and we did this live as well, you would know that I asked questions. I was calling Jamie's name. I was doing different things to test, because you always, anytime you're working with these equipments, you want to do test runs or get your baseline. And so that's what we did. And let me tell you, I knew that this would be a great place to do this particular method and it was phenomenal. I am in awe over all of the information that we were able to get. The things that I was experiencing and saying to our viewers, then Jamie would say something in regards to what I had said. I can hear things like her chair got kicked. And then she said, my chair just got kicked. And I'm like, oh my God. So the laser, the reason why we had the laser is because when spirit is in the room, okay, and I want to make this very clear, first off, when you're dealing with any kind of equipment, okay, just because spirit is there doesn't mean it's going to actually trigger that those items to go off, okay? So, but the idea behind the laser grid is that if spirit walks in the line of that grid, it will break that grid up. So there's no denying it. So like Jamie's in front of it, her body is outlined in that, but if spirit had actually walked past, and triggered it, then we would have been able to see that. However, I will say this. I know for a fact that it was very active and movement going on behind Jamie, because I talked about that. And around that same time is exactly when you said, there's women behind me. I can see them, mind's eye, psychically, but the laser didn't, we could not see it on the laser, not to my visual eye.
And that's all about how much energy can they manifest in order to block out that light. But at the same time, even just having that experience where LaShawn can also see them and know they're there, and I am completely blinded by my physical senses and I know they're there, it doesn't mean that they didn't just show up. It just means that they weren't able to manifest enough energy in order to block that light out. It was actually the first time I've ever done anything like that. I can't wait to do it again, because as a psychic, as someone that relies on my psychic senses, even when I do mediumship readings, I am using the external versions, but I will take myself out of my physical body when doing those readings. But to actually blind it all out and cancel out that noise made it so much more validating and actually helps me grow in that aspect as well. It was phenomenal. Okay, video three. This was probably, and I wish I probably would have done a little bit more content, but you guys have just got to go over to Shades of Spirit LLC on Facebook or Luminous Path with Love and watch the 6-minute video that LaShawn did. Is phenomenal, so you can get more of that content. But we got multiple paranormal equipment devices going at the same time. We were like kids that just got a pinata to open up at a birthday party and were diving for candy. This is how I lame and yet excited. I don't care. I will admit it. I will own it. When you can have 4 pieces of paranormal equipment going, as well as your psychic senses and your mediumship skills kick in and watch it all unfold right in front of you, it's something to be excited about, because we're doing it in that space of love and light. So Emily, if you could play for us, please, video 3, then we'll kind of talk about it real quick. And look at bright red.
Yep.
I love that right there. Now, what you guys are seeing is a K2 meter in my hand. Mm-hmm. I am videoing this part. We went live on TikTok for 2.5 hours, which is great because I could cut the content out. Right before that, we had our REM pod going off. And then these cat balls. Okay, I have them. They're actually in my windowsill right here, LaShawn. I never expected these cat balls to do what they did that night, which meant, and Barry Bear, or as I call him, Creepy Bear, was also going off. So we had 4 different modalities going off at the same time as we were playing with these little kids. And this all transpired right around the time with that first video with the blue light. As we got them in and got them to trust us, we now got to play with them. So, all right, LaShawn, we've got, 4 or 5 minutes here. What the hell happened, and how jived were you on this?
Let me tell you, I was so uber geeked, because to have all of our equipment going off at the same time, any investigator would tell you that is extremely rare, first off, okay, and it's uber beyond uber exciting, okay, because what it does is it's giving us that extra verification that, okay, the K2 is going on, oh my god, the REM pod is going on, oh my god, the cat balls. Let's talk about those cat balls real quick, because those, as simple as they are, because cats play with them, that's what they do. So, and I actually did an experiment once again, as we were live, is I was walking around the cat balls. I had the cat balls on the floor. I was jumping, I was walking hard, and they do not trigger it. You literally have to touch it in order to roll it in order for them to go off. And so this is just another modality for spirit to manipulate, to let us know that they were there. The other equipment, which is the K2, the one that you have to be really close to basically touching it, is that one piece of equipment that I've had for well over 11 years. I had it before I even moved to California and never went off, and it went off that day. And you know, I think with Boo Bear as well, it's called Boo Bear. Sorry,
Creepy Bear, Creepy Bear.
You heard in a video where Boo Bear is asking questions. Basically, a quick synopsis is that is actually a paranormal bear.
He said, can you touch my tummy? Or you touched right. my tummy. Yep.
Exactly. And that was one of the things that his belly lit up green. Mm-hmm. And so it let me know that he was actually being touched. So that is a trigger item, especially for children, because children love teddy bears. So to have the children, because that's during that particular clip, we were surrounded by children. There were children around us, and they were playing with those cat balls. They were touching on Boo Bear. Then you had the REM pods going on, which is also a EMF temperature change modality. It was just amazing. That feeling that I had that day for that particular moment, I cannot get it out of my head.
What's awesome about all of this is I had an arrowhead that I had seen during that time where I was completely blocked out.
Yep.
We had content of a hanging. We had the children. And then also during that time where I was completely blocked out and you were asking questions, which I couldn't hear, there was a church fire. Right. All of that was flipping validated by the community historian.
Yeah.
In 30 seconds, explain to the audience the importance of having all of this content. Literally, we're running around this place that we were at, looking for the items in this place to validate what we saw. And it was exactly what I was seeing. So how did you feel when it got validated for us immediately after our investigation?
I was uber excited. My mouth was wide open, especially about the hanging, because it's kind of shocking, even though we know it's something that has happened and taken place in our history. But to know that you actually was able to connect and be able to see that is nothing short of amazing. And it just goes to show as well about how psychically you are connected to these spirits. Oh my God, I don't know. It was so much. Where we were, you guys don't understand like all of the history that is in that place and are surrounded by us. I don't even know.
So let's have Emily throw up the few pictures that we sent. And while she's doing that, we'll head out to break. But as she's got them kind of rotating through the last minute we've got here, give people your information on how they can get a hold of you. Where can they find you? All those goody things.
Yes. So you can find me, LaShawn with Luminous Path with Love. I am on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. Very easy. Luminous Path with Love. I also have a website, luminouspathwithlove.com, where you can get crystals, you can get different services. So luminouspathwithlove.com, Luminous Path with Love, IG, Facebook, and Instagram, TikTok.
She's everywhere, you guys. We are everywhere. When we come back from break, we are going to be discussing something super dear to our hearts. We've always wanted to do a retreat, and it's hard to find places to do a retreat to the caliber that we're looking at, right? Because we want to incorporate so many different modalities in it. We have been to this retreat before with someone else who was hosting it, and we wanted to go back. And we've actually wanted to do this before the pandemic, but we just didn't have time, right? So now we do. We have this retreat coming up in October. I'm lighting off the cat ball because now these are things I like to play with in my hands. And what we're going to be doing is we're going to be going over our paranormal experiences actually at this particular camp. And then the things that we offer at this camp. And we'll take questions if you want to call in. Whatever you guys want to do, the next half an hour is going to be full of information and yet a whole nother modality for us when it comes down to paranormal investigating and a space of love and light, and empowering those that join us to actually feel those energies coming in, to understand how to better equip themselves when they feel energies come in their own space, and to be able to, again, treat that space with love and light and those energies there. So find me on transformationtalkradio.com. It's Shades of Spirit Radio. You can go to shadesofspirit.com. You can go to Shades of Spirit LLC. We're on Instagram. We're on TikTok. You can find us everywhere. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, don't go anywhere, because there's going to be more paranormal talk as soon as we get back.
Be the creator of your own healthy life with the most unbeatable connected weight loss experience through Impact Remote Academy. You will get a customized 6-month program that is fat loss focused with simple to follow step-by-step instructions, Zoom coach support, and access to the Academy website tools and community. Because weight loss is hard and you deserve the best support. Look no further. Everything you need for weight loss success is accessible through Impact Remote Academy kit and support. This is your healthy journey to permanent weight loss, and we're going to give you the keys to unlock your inner power and optimal health through clean eating and self-love. The No More Rules gal, Steph Yost and Camille Barreto, are here to help you recognize self-sabotaging patterns and develop healthy lifestyle habits. Explore yourimpactwellness.com for all the details. That's yourimpactwellness.com, and remember to live your life with impact.
I am Carissa Atkins, and I help women boss up, get fit, and become unstoppable. And I do this by helping them create healthy habits that support nutrition and exercise and mindset work and stress management and self-care. You get the idea. If that sounds something like you're interested in, you can find me everywhere. Just Google, you know, Carissa Atkins 365 Daily Hustle. It's a global health coaching company, so I'm coaching women all over the world.
Are you looking to up-level your leadership style to create greater results and have more success, but not sure where to start? Executive coach Camilla Kahlberg can help. Recognized as one of the most inspiring coaches by EU Business News and regarded as one of the top mindset coaches in the world, she is helping clients thrive through personal and professional change. Camilla knows firsthand on what it takes to achieve what you may be missing in your life. Visit kahlbergcoaching.com for a free consultation. Does your life often feel like an emotional tsunami where rogue waves crash down on you, leaving you feeling hopeless and wondering if it will ever end? Do you wish to awaken the dormant strength inside of you? Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Start today by scheduling a complimentary consultation with Martinet. Dive into your healing journey and begin to see your life in a new light. Visit martinetemmons.com and make your appointment today.
Hey everybody, it's me, Psychic Medium. All right, everybody, welcome back to Shades of Spirit Radio with guest host LaShawn the Luminous Mystic. So we've just spent the past 30 minutes doing probably the most quick synopsis of a 3 to 4 hour paranormal investigation in Riverside, California, with little blurbs of what we experienced. You can go to either Luminous Path with Love or Shade of Spirit LLC on Facebook and actually see more content of the experiences that we had at this paranormal investigation. We are all about paranormal. We are all about bringing that experience to life through different modalities, paranormal equipment, that allows us to show either the homeowner, the landowner, somebody who's got an office building that might have activity. Shoot, in our own homes, we'll get our paranormal equipment out randomly just to do that. But we get a special opportunity this October to bring that to you at a retreat that we are hosting. So Emily, if you will throw up that flyer, I would greatly appreciate it. This camp is in Wrightwood, California. So if you are in the Riverside area, it's really not that far from you. If you're in San Diego, it's maybe an hour and a half. It is a beautiful camp. The staff is phenomenal. The grounds are beautiful, but also heavily enriched with spirits. And honestly, anywhere you go, everyone is heavily enriched with spirit energy. This is our first combined effort in doing a retreat ourselves. We actually have sold a lot of tickets to go. We offer wonderful payment plans, which LaShawn has put up a lot of work or put in a lot of work for. You can go to luminouspathwithlove.com. It's going to be on there. We'll have her explain how the payment options go. But I mean, you really want to take advantage of this if you can. You have until October to pay it off. How could you not go wrong on that? This camp is allowing us to bridge the gap between the human world and the spirit world through different paranormal modalities. We switch gears. Right. So we're going to be in the paranormal gear. We're going to be in physical mediumship gear. And then we're going to work on self-care and spirit connection through group circle psychic mediumship readings. We're going to have a workshop in there. We're going to splash some free time in there for you to go and enjoy a weekend in the woods. We're going to go through some of the pictures that we've taken at this camp before, explain that process. They're all going to be talking points. But I don't know, for us and this topic of paranormal investigating, is to allow you to understand that you are empowered in your own skin. You are empowered in your own space. There is nothing that can come get you energetically. I know we watch these shows. I know in certain cultures or religious beliefs that we are under that umbrella of, we've got, you know, the demonic presence. We've got the angelic presence. We've got the middleman. We've got heaven. We've got hell. I mean, we could go on and on and on. But at the end of the day, we are the ones that are empowered in our space and in our skin, and nothing below us is going to be able to get to us, if you will. But I want you to understand how beautiful it is to work with spirit and to hear their story and to come together as a group at a retreat like this to be able to help others. And at the same time, singing bowls, tuning forks, healing sessions. We're going to have Claudia there. You guys, this is super exciting. We're going to be posting this week. She's going to be offering massages. That will be an extra feature. You'll be able to book those directly with her. But it's about self-care, and it's also about a little bit of fun when we come down to the paranormal aspect of it. So let's bring LaShawn back. I want us to go through some of the pictures that we provided to give you guys a glimpse of what camp is about and some of the experiences that we have had. So let's start out with our church picture. So LaShawn, I'll let you start. We've got our black and white picture of a church. Kind of explain the church, what you were feeling, what was going on, and then I will do the same. I love this picture that I took. It was before the pandemic, so years and years ago. This church actually has two doors open in the front, but you can also enter the church doors from behind. Now, if this camp on the other side is not occupied, or even if it is, sometimes we can get in, we will go over and see this church. And then it's an outdoor rock church. So all of the pews, if you will, are actually benches that are raised, kind of like you're in an arena. And then you have the church there. This used to be an area where it was Catholic nuns would run this camp. So we have the energy of that in this space, as well as what's going on. And behind this church is a completely open field, which gets to be a little creepy feeling, but if we don't push ourselves outside of that comfort zone, then why are we there to do that? So LaShawn, with the church, what do you got?
Yeah, that's a stunning picture of that church. And it gives me realness to what we were experiencing so far as like the black and white picture aspect of it. But what I remember most about that particular picture and being in that environment at that time was the people that were there, spirit-wise. There's a lot of history in Wrightwood. And what's amazing is when we were there, a lot, you know, you have the different apps, right? The ghost apps on your phone and stuff. A lot of people had that at that point in time. And a lot of the information that was coming across different people's phones were pretty much the same. We got names. We got some of the things that happened to these people. And I want to say this because I was one who was pretty much scared of being, you know, a spirit still a little bit at that point. And this is when all my walls came down. Okay. When you talk about going to the backside of the door, the church, that's what I was one of the first ones to go in there, and people were coming behind me, not wanting to go in. And I'm like, I'm going to suck it up and go up in there. And that's exactly what I did. And it's very dark because there's no lighting out there or anything. And we went in the church, which is very dark, and then came out the front where you see it. But, I don't want to give away too much as to what is there and who we came across or anything like that, because if we can get over there, I would love people to be able to experience that and have a clear mind about it without any pre-notions on it. But it was really, really good. It was humbling for me on a lot of different levels. I can't wait. You know, there's, when you talk about the area is like a theater with the seating. So it's concrete, and we just all spread out wherever we wanted to be and just kind of did what we wanted to do. And we just kind of came together to connect to the different spirits that were there. And that's one of the things that we're going to have is the interactiveness of not just with me and Jamie of doing this thing. You guys are a part of all of this, and you're going to be interacting, letting us know what you see, what you feel. That's what we do. And being in that spot, I can't even tell you. I'll give you this. When we first pulled up to that spot, I am still in awe over this. I'll tell you what I saw. I saw a man with a dog or a wolf, and they were translucent but full bodied. And we sat there, and all three of us, because I was in a car with two other people, our mouths stood wide open, because I don't think we all registered what we were seeing or if the other person is seeing what we were seeing. And I describe it kind of like a Twilight moment, where Edward and them would take off and it's just that quick and fast. That's exactly what happened. Not even joking, not even kidding. I can't make this stuff up if I wanted to. It was an experience.
And we give you guys the paranormal equipment to use as well. So yeah, you're not just sitting there hanging out like, oh, do you see anything? No, you literally are going to have paranormal equipment in your hands. You're going to be able to walk the area. No matter what side we're on, whether we're in our camp or we get to go across the street, you're always going to have, during the paranormal investigation time, equipment. Now, if you prefer to sit out of the paranormal experiences, there is no judgment. We'll have a campfire going, and those of you that would just like to stay in that space are more than welcome to. So nothing is forced upon you in this. But if you're into archery, let's throw up that picture of LaShawn. That's also an added bonus. I'm hoping the weather will hold so that we're going to be able to do this. I have been there, I don't know, 3 or 4 times now. So it's always open in October. But you can also do some fun things like this. So Emily, show the archer. There's LaShawn. Look at her hat, you guys. Oh my goodness. But that is an option for us as well, is that we get to actually have some free time that you can go explore camp. You can go do archery, which is fantastic. Sometimes they have a rock climbing wall. It just depends, yeah, again, on what the weather is doing and the season. But that is something very awesome. I'm not going to lie. I take my daughters to Girl Scout camp when they were little. Not anymore. I love archery.
And that was the first time I ever did it.
And
I got a bullseye.
There you go. See? So everyone watch out for LaShawn. So then what we're going to do is Friday night, we're going to do a dinner. So you guys are all going to get there before dinner. We get 5 meals out of this, which is a fabulous meal. The staff is phenomenal when it comes down to cooking. Then we're going to do some paranormal investigating. We're going to explain the equipment Friday night. Saturday morning, what is LaShawn going to have us up and doing in the morning?
Exercise!
So, okay, you guys, look, I would love for everybody to join. Even I, with my knees, I'm going to join in the pews, but where we're going to be doing it, I will do virtually, but, and then we're gonna do a little meditation to kind of ground us. Right.
Yeah.
And then we're going to evolve into some group readings. We're going to have two groups. I'll do the group reading part of it. LaShawn is going to teach a class, though. I've got a couple ideas for your class, LaShawn. So we'll bounce some things back and forth, something a little bit different that might bring people in. If you choose not to get a group reading or not go to the class, you're going to have some free time. So that's going to be going on Saturday. We'll have lunch. We get to have dinner. We're going to do some physical mediumship, you guys. So that is going to be table tipping. That is going to be taking away the stigma of a Ouija board, and that, you know, it's this negative thing. I was with LaShawn during our Ouija board session, and I literally almost had to grab her hand and put it on the planchette because she had this fear based on what she's known in the past. And she's not the only one. There were many people, but what we do is we bring us together in a space of love and light. I love teaching the Ouija board. I've done this multiple times, and the way that we can communicate is a beautiful experience, but we take the stigma of fear out of it, right? So we're going to do some physical mediumship Saturday night, back out to paranormal investigating our campground and the cabins, which is so freaking cool, the validation that we get. Then what we're going to do is, Emily, if you could put the singing bowl picture up. We're all about healing and regeneration. So Sunday before we go, right, we will have gotten through some group readings, LaShawn's class that she's going to offer. You're going to get to go to archery, two nights of paranormal investigation, physical mediumship with table tipping and Ouija boards and transfiguration and like almost like that seance circle energy. But then we're going to go and break it down to a healing environment on Sunday. So when you leave, you're going to feel very cleansed of your own energy. Both Claudia and LaShawn and myself are Reiki practitioners. And so we've got the tuning forks. LaShawn and I both have a set. We've got the singing bowls. We're actually going to do a very harmonious experience with everybody in the group. We're going to do a meditation. We're just going to bring it down into that space where we need to do some healing and some releasing and some empowering, right? Now, the next picture I have up, I want you to explain about the stick figures on the screen, right? Because we use different pieces of equipment. And one of them I found was the stick figures on the screen. I believe that this might have been at my house because that looks like my TV tray. Another piece of equipment, but you've even got like now a new version of it. But things like this, like what is happening here and how do we utilize that in our paranormal investigations?
So that is called an SLS camera. You guys have seen that also on TV a lot. I did upgrade to a new technology, which is kind of like, first off, it doesn't give any false positives with spirit. So if a spirit comes up on that screen, then it is there. It's not a... what do you call it? A light poster, a twig or something like that. So I really love the technology that the one that I have now, because it also records. And we just did an investigation at a home. And when I went back and reviewed the tape, because it automatically records, there was things that was on there that I did not see at that point in time, which is what I love about it. So, so that one used sonar technology, and it bounces off the light, off the spirit or objects, and then it bounces back into the equipment, and that's how we get what we get. And that is very telling information as well. We have used the SLS camera many times over in validations to the point where I'm like, Jamie, and she's like, yeah, she says spirit's right. I'm like, yeah, and she points right to it, and I'm like, yes, and I show her, it's like right there. So that's a very interesting tool to have, because a lot of people are visual people, and to be able to actually see it takes it to a whole nother level.
And that was amazing when we did multiple things when it comes down to the SLS. Like my front yard, we had a gigantic dinner. We brought the angels in, and then we were kind of playing with the equipment after. And I could feel the energy coming in with one of the people that joined us. And yet I knew exactly where they were standing. We were doing a home investigation where I could feel the energy on my lower leg. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly where you were seeing it on your equipment. It's so telling when you can give that information out and have it shown on a screen like that, that it's actually happening for all of us. I mean, it's all, I would not do this if there wasn't for the, if it wasn't for the validation, whether it be in my readings, whether it be in the paranormal work that we do, anything in this field. So the next picture I've got is a table full of stuff. That's how I've labeled it. Table full of stuff. And I want you guys just to take a minute and look at the table full of stuff. Because it's all different things that we are bringing to the table when we're at camp. So you're going to see oracle cards, you're going to see candles, you're going to see dowsing rods, you're going to see all sorts of different pieces of equipment when it comes down to it. We're going to have everything you could possibly need that we are able to supply at this camp. And I want it to be to where you can start to feel comfortable using any of these items because you are empowered in your space. And you know that you're doing it from a space of love and light. And that's what this is all about, is just bringing all different modalities in and allowing us to kind of play with spirit and to be able to hear their messages. And sometimes, yes, help spirit who needs that little boost of energy or a boost of that vibrational energy in order to get them to that next level on their journey. Mm-hmm. Now, the red woman picture. Let's go. Red woman picture. You ready, LaShawn? You know what this is. Here it comes.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, yeah.
This is, gosh. I already know what I was seeing.
So this is part of our physical mediumship. So like I said, table tipping. Oh, my God. That was phenomenal. What we were actually moving 6-foot tables that you eat on, those ones that fold out for parties, across the room with table tipping. We have TV trays. Table tipping, the origin from it, that was the original Ouija board. And then they moved into the planchettes and the numbers and the letters of it, right? But transfiguration is an old form of mediumship. A lot of these were brought to us by the Fox sisters. Now, some of it was disproved, but we have done this ourselves. And this is literally a flashlight with a red piece of electrical tape over it. And what we do is that we allow spirit, their ectoplasm, if you will, come into our physical bodies. So now we're moving into that trance-like state or that channeling-like state. Now, this is LaShawn, you guys. You may not be able to tell initially, but in this picture, LaShawn, what the heck is happening?
I don't know.
You guys see LaShawn's face now. It has not changed, right? Not at all. Letty says my grandma used to table tip. Oh, I love it, Letty. You know what we're talking about. Okay, cool. So your face changed.
Yeah. A lot of things happened. I don't remember it as it was happening, but I will tell you this. When they were passing it around and asking people who wanted to do it, they were just about to shut it down before I was like, you know what? I'll go. But I'm thinking I'm not going to be able to do this because I would laugh and do all this other stuff. And that completely never happened. That was the first time that I guess you can say that I didn't even know that I could channel or that this was even possible. Because if you look on that shirt as well, there's nothing on my shirt. Absolutely nothing on my shirt. There were, you know, other people there that kind of explained to me what they thought that was on my shirt. But I ended up giving a message to someone whom I didn't know and did not know her name at that time either. But I was able to give her that message and call her by her name. I am in just in awe over this. I get the chills every time I see it. Like, I don't even know what to say about that. And you were there. You probably could tell them way more about it. I've just gotten what I've heard and what I've, people have told me what took place at that point, but it just looking at that looks nothing like me.
No. And the thing is that you guys, when we do these activities, we don't do these activities in light, like we're, you know, junior high and high school kids that are playing with the Ouija board that are very inexperienced. We have taken multiple classes through Shades of Spirit where we have learned the modality of physical mediumship. We know how to work with people when it comes down to channeling. We don't just let anybody grab the flashlight and do it if they're not comfortable. But the last time I did this was before the pandemic and every person wanted to try it. But I am standing there as the anchor and in control. Yes. And what we do is that we allow spirit to come through. We give them permission. And then we allow them to kind of come into our physical body. And as long as you have an anchor, which was me, that would keep us in alignment with where we needed to go, then I will let you drop into that space as long as possible. But it takes a lot of effort to get you to come back out of that space. And it doesn't need to be fearful. It's almost a hypnosis type of session to where I count you back in. Not everybody's channeling. All that BS that you see out there, I channel. No, that's not how that actually works. This is an actual process for that. Our last picture we'll throw up real quick would be LaShawn and I just out and about with our dowsing rods. It's an old school modality that was actually used to find ley lines, quartz lines, and especially water. And so we're going to be giving you guys some of these tools, and we're going to have you go out and find things around camp with this and a partner, which is so freaking exciting. So with that being said, you guys, that is coming up October 21st, 22nd, 23rd, right? Or is it
20th through the 22nd.
Okay. 20th to 22nd, go to Luminous Path with Love. You can register there. The price is $450 until the end of the month, and then the price does raise, but LaShawn has payment options. So you can message her, or you can message me at Shades of Spirit LLC, or on our Facebook or our websites to get the information. We only have 2 minutes left. Like I said, we can, and yes, Ashley, you can bring your own paranormal equipment as well.
Yes.
Please do.
Yes, please do.
The more and equipment we have, we can share.
Also, for anyone, because I've been asked this several times over, listen, you guys, this is about networking with each other. When I came, I was practically by myself, and I've had that question several times this week. Please come. You're going to meet a lot of people. Okay. And everyone that I know that is there so far are very good people, very talkative people. The lodging area is amazing for networking. And that's how I got to meet a lot of people.
It was fun. That's where we're at. So yeah. The last minute, you guys, thank you for joining Luminous Path of Love and myself, Shades of Spirit, tonight. Tune in June 7th for a sequel to this week's show. So LaShawn's going to join us. The show title is going to be If Walls Could Talk. It's the metaphysical reasons for the unexplained things that happen in your home. For example, plumbing issues, electrical issues, foundation issues, random smells, unexplained noises, animals being drawn to you or your land, and so much more. Thank you, LaShawn, the Luminous Mystic, for hanging out with us tonight. It's always a blast. You guys join me back at 6:30 on Shades of Spirit LLC, where I will have LaShawn back on for free Facebook live readings from 6:30 to 7:30. I love it. Thank you guys so much. We're out.
Peace out.
You've been listening to Shades of Spirit with me, Jamie. Tune in next time on Transformation Talk Radio as I connect you with your crossed over loved ones, angels, and guides. For more information and to book your own private experience, go to shadesofspirit.com. That's shadesofspirit.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.